This Palm Sunday devotion is written by the Reverend Dr. Gerald Seals, Associate Professor of Business here at Newberry College, and read by Campus Pastor David Kaufman. Holy Week is the official time when Christianity acknowledges the events that took place 2,000 years ago that resulted in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Holy Week is the 8-day period that begins with Palm Sunday and ends with Resurrection Sunday. Borrowing from Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard, the truth must essentially be regarded as in conflict with this world. The world has never been so good and will never become so good that the majority will never desire truth. On Palm Sunday, truth rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. The crowds cheered truth, but beneath the surface, conflict raged. The majority did not want truth that day, nor had they wanted truth before that day, nor does the majority want truth on any day since. Picture the scene. Jesus had sent his disciples to Bethphage, the likely neighboring village, with instructions to bring back two donkeys, a mother and her colt which had never been ridden. It was on the young colt that Jesus rides into Jerusalem, with the mother of the colt walking alongside. There are two crowds that day, the crowd that joined him as he rode from Bethphage and the crowd that met him on the other side of the Kidron Valley just before entering Jerusalem. In 21st century language, these crowds cheered their holy hurrahs. This is the man, and this is the day. Ride on, King Jesus. There was a third group, a cynical group of self-righteous men, the chief priests, zealots, and scribes, alarmed about the public display of support for Jesus. A fourth group, the Romans, soldiers and two key leaders, Pontius Pilate and Herod Antipas, saw it all. Particularly the donkey riding as a laughable spectacle of little merit. Palm fronds indeed. Kings rode on horses. This king rode on a donkey. Kings adorned themselves in royal apparel. This king wore the clothes of a humble peasant. Kings convoyed themselves by an entourage of fighting men. This king rode in alone, followed only by a few friends. Kings had many servants. This king served many. Kings ruled over the people. This king ministered to the people. Kings feasted on sumptuous foods prepared for them. This king multiplied fish and loaves to feed others. Kings wore crowns of gold and precious gems. This king soon wore a crown of thorns. Kings made loud proclamations and the people were silent. This king was stood silent when the people yelled, "Crucify him." Kings were protected at all costs, and this king soon gave his life, paying the cost of all sin. Jesus had not come to be king of the earth. He came to be the king of our hearts. Yes, Jesus was a different leader. He lived a life his Beatitudes teaching espoused, a life unlike the world. Unconventional in his last days, our master entered Jerusalem to assume his regal role. As God in the flesh, he would have nothing of the power politics. Instead of grasping for the throne, Jesus rode to Jerusalem in the humblest of circumstances, in the most lowly of conditions. He knew the nature of power, wealth, and wisdom. Not just good advice. Jesus embodied the eight descriptions and prescriptions of the Beatitudes, modeling to us what the blessed life will be like as he headed to the cross. Jesus Christ was blessed in his impoverishment as he mourned, in his meekness, in his appetite for righteousness, in his mercy, peacemaking, and being persecuted. Jesus called his friends to come and sit by him on the mountain. Then suddenly it got quiet. People were ready to listen to Jesus. They watched him and listened to his words. Jesus taught all the people of all ages the lesson called Beatitudes. Beatitudes teach us how to treat and act toward each other. Jesus knew our relationships with each other are the most important thing about life. Listen now to the words of Jesus, the teacher. Listen for what kinds of people he asks us to pay attention to and become. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will one day get to heaven. Blessed are those who are sad, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who are gentle, for they will have all the earth. Blessed are those who seek justice, for they will make a difference. Blessed are those who forgive, for they will be forgiven. Blessed are those who treat others with kindness, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who try to do the right thing, for they will go to heaven. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for redemption. Help us to embrace every day as holy. It is our intention to not grieve the Holy Spirit as you inspired King David, create in us clean hearts. We pray, let your will be done in our lives, acknowledging that all authority resides in Jesus. Amen.